Anybody got something they'd like to share? Praise God, Edwin. Come along, feel free.
I'd first like to pray, I would, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, come to your presence, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for taking us down there and fetching you back safely. Lord, I just want to thank you for Bill's driving, Lord. If it wasn't for his good driving, Lord, we might have been in some bad trouble. Lord, I just want to bless you, Lord, and bless him, Lord. Give me your blessing through and through. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And I say we had a bit of experience going down London. I thought we'd had a blowout. Okay, I went like that. And Bill said, I said to Bill, what's that? He said, that lorry's it is. Bill said, well, I said, Bill, God's looked after us there. He said he did. If he hadn't, if he'd have braked, we'd have been in serious trouble.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got down there, said we'd come back safely. And already, first off, we went down to London. And we went into Westminster Abbey. And my goodness, what a place that is. It's fantastic, it is. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Then we went into the prayer meeting at night in House of Parliament. And I was praying all the time here, to, Lord, help me to fetch me into you.
Yeah.
Let me, so I can pray and pray, and so I can pray for the government and opposition. And I know somebody else pray for it. But the highlight of the meeting, at first I felt something hit me here.
Praise God.
I can feel it now, I can. And this young lady, she broke out in prayer. Oh, it was fantastic. It was.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the meeting, we shook her hands, and her face glowed and glowed, didn't it, Bill? It glowed with the holiness of Christ in it. She said, praise God. She said, praise God. Yeah, then the next day, went into St. Paul's, and what a lovely place that is. Went for Eucharist.
Yes.
And then we went to past London Eye, and I looked up there. I said, Bill, if you want to go in there, you're going on yourself, I'm not going up there. You know, that's all I've got to say. I just like to thank Bill for his wonderful driving and his courtesy.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful chap, he is. Yeah. Thank you.
That's been a real blessing for Edwin to get out of his environment. It does us good, doesn't it, to get out from where we are and see the bigger picture. And I'm sure that has been a great blessing. Yeah, that's absolutely right. We're all one body, aren't we, in Christ Jesus. We can fellowship on Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit within us. Praise God. Anyone else? Something that they would like to share? Yes, Christine? Ivy, whichever? Come on, Ivy, let's do it. Amen. Praise God.
Well, it's just a reading, and I thought, with today, you know, everybody's been together marching and to the cenotaph and all that, and I think it's been wonderful. And this is called Together. And it says, as we walk this plane of earth together, if we look and care with care at each other, we would realise whatever the colour, each man is indeed our brother. If only all could feel the same, life no longer would be a game. Riches for some and rags for others. We would share our gifts with each other. Not for some the glory, others the shame. We would share all things, even pain. When changes come, it is in God's will. At times we feel down, but still we carry on. With the help of a friend, we find we can make it to the next bend. Sometimes the pathway may be stony, but if we keep faith, we shall never be lonely. We will walk onward and do our best till one day we have earned our rest. We will then look back on many moments to treasure and know that we have lived our lives to fullest measure. So on we walk to the summer land, our Father God will take our hand, all his children he will bless. Then we shall know true happiness.
Well, I've got victory through God.
Amen.
Through Jesus' word. And I want to thank him for that.
Amen.
We all have the ability to endure any situation and
yes.
remain calm.
Amen.
Thank God for that. I've had to have stability. stability releases ability and the enemy has to flee. Yeah. And I want to thank God for that. I've really had to get this into my heart and keep saying it. Because, let me ask you a question, are we serving God or are we serving Satan?
I'm serving God, most definitely.
Because if you're going to be, in the midst of your circumstance, if you're going to be sat there saying all this and all that and all this, you know, whatever the situation is, then you're just serving Satan, inviting him in. And that's exactly what I've done, and I'm not doing it anymore.
Amen.
Not doing it anymore, because I'm a conqueror.
Praise God.
More than a conqueror through Christ.
Yes.
And his word, and I thank God for his word, because it's really speaking to me, and I can feel his power. I have to say, I can feel it. I was with Ray yesterday, I'm going to share it with you, because we spent most of the day on the word, didn't we? Wow, it was wonderful.
Thank you,
I could feel, I could just feel his presence. I could feel it was wonderful, and what he was trying to tell us all.
Yeah.
And I was sat there thinking, oh, I wish there were so many more people who could do this, who would listen, because I just feel as if I want to tell everybody. So I thought, well, God says to me, well, the only thing you can do is to share it.
Amen.
Tell people what you're getting from it.
Amen. Yes.
So that's what I wanted to do. I've wrote all sorts of things down here, and I didn't know I was going to say it, and I think God's just told me to say, just let it come from the heart, just say what. We have peace that passes all understanding in this life. We have to be an example. We are supposed to be an example. We've got no excuse, really, because we've got this spirit inside us. It dwells inside us, and there's no way he will be able to talk to us if we're in the midst of turmoil, worry, upset. That voice, that calm spirit, will not be able to talk to us and guide us. I'm responsible for my own happiness.
Amen.
Who wants to be enthusiastic with Christ?
Yeah. Amen. There's no other way. Praise God.
Because I want to be enthusiastic.
Amen.
And that is my responsibility. I will be enthusiastic for Christ, and he wants us all at Harvest Fields to be enthusiastic for him.
Yes.
It's a choice we have. If you want to be enthusiastic, then you do. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
Some people do walk away. It's sad that they do. I've walked away. Well, walked away from the church. I didn't walk away from Christ. I was listening to his word and everything, but I wasn't fellowshipping. But the fellowshipping is the best thing I've ever done, and I've come forward and more forward with Christ. Because I've had a lot of discipline of God, and I'm enjoying the discipline I'm having of today. Because it far beats the pain of regret tomorrow.
It does.
Yes, I've had plenty of that. And I feel I am mentally prepared to suffer. That's what I've decided, because the more I suffer, the more I think, praise God, I've got you. Because the more Satan attacks me, the more I'll just open his word, and the more joy I get.
That's it.
I do. Now then, where am I going here, God, now? Thank you, God, for bringing me to where I am today. Not where I was. You know what I'm trying to say? That doesn't make much sense, does it? Does it? Yes. I want to talk a bit about hope. Hope is an attitude, not a feeling.
Amen.
We must have hope before we have faith.
Yes.
You can get hope reading the Bible. You must have that hope there, reading it, and that's how your faith, that's how he speaks to you, and that's how your faith develops. Jesus died so we could all be happy. So that's our responsibility. We have to be happy. Now, we can't be happy while we're following our own ways. I've said to God, I want your will in my life. I don't want my own will. Whatever I want, if you don't want me to have it, then don't give it to me. Because God's told me that's the only way I can be happy. And that's what I want. I want to be happy all the time.
Amen.
I want us all to be a joyful church. It's a choice we have. And I just want us all to make a point of being joyful. Shouting his name out. Be enthusiastic for God.
Yes.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I think that's... Oh, another thing I've been wanting to talk about is simplifying your life. I've had to try and simplify my life. I've put myself in bondage to my condition. This condition of, well, it's not my condition, I haven't got it. I'm nearly done. Praise the Lord. Thank you for my healing, dear Father. You're healing me in many ways, and I'm so grateful for that.
Amen.
This week, I rang my mum up and asked her to put my washing out for me. I think my mum nearly dropped through the floor, because she says, well, that's what I want you to do. Come and, you know, and all this. So I actually did that this week, and it enabled me to do other things. And I've found that by doing that, it's enabling me to get stronger, because for one thing, I'm putting God's word first, and I want to put his word first. And if I've got help for people to help me around the house or do whatever, it gives me more time with God and more time to be at peace. And I'm not being too tied up with all what I can do, what I can't do. And for one thing, I can get to the gym and be more, do my work, what I need to do there. Bring God into your life. Not just for fun, what should I put it? Not just for fun, but it's a need. It's a need. We need God in our life, but God does like to offer a little bit of fun. Did that make sense, everybody?
Yeah.
I know where it's because I'm writing these odd notes, and I usually type it all down, and I haven't, and I'm trying to come across. But I wanted to go with it, what God had put on my heart. I think that's it. There are wonderful people in this world. Get on with your life. You reap what you sow. God sorts us out inside, and he spends a lot of time doing this, but we don't always see the results straight away. You know, and then, but people will see it eventually when, you know, if we let God work inside us, we must let God work inside us. And I think that's it. So you can sort that out, Bill.
God loves to hear what's in our hearts, doesn't he? I believe God's heart is thrilled when he hears his children so excited at what they've learned and what they're putting into practice. And it must. He's a father and he loves his children. And he gets excited. In the natural, didn't you get excited when your children came bouncing out with something that they'd learned? You knew it, but hey, they'd got it. The light had come on. And that means so much to parents, and I know it means so much to God. And thank you, Christine, for sharing that. It means so much to us, because it's great to get feedback from the body. I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm putting it into practice, and it's working. Praise God. That's what we like to hear. That's exciting.